Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi, Elias. How are you?
As always, and yourself?
Exploring the movements of time with excitement. let me go through some easy stuff. Do I have a focus as Blackbeard the Pirate?
A crew member.
Okay. Kind of wondered what was going on with that one dream. Okay, how about I've had another dream that had the image of a vacuum sweeper in it. And I'm assuming, based on the nature of the scent, that this is associated with time travel technology. Is the meaning of that imagery that time travel is using some form of a vacuum, or does it mean something else?
In a manner of speaking, it could be imaged in that manner.
The manner of using a vacuum as something that's involved with the time travel device?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes. My response was yes.
Okay, because I didn't hear you. Also, the scene of this woman who had a voice or spoke a word that was like a melodious bird chirp. Was that actual spoken ancient Egyptian?
No. That would be a translation of other dimensional.
What was the meaning of the word? Was it just a form of greeting?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Okay. And she must have been some focus of mine as well, right?
Yes.
Was she objectively aware of me?
Partially.
Oh, okay. I had a dream last month about using this bar magnet that was in my pocket to unlock codes that allowed me access to these information vaults at this one company. Is this imagery of my developing a technology or use for magnets to do something? And if so, what is that something?
It is a potential that you could develop new usages for magnets to be incorporating different types of actions than you use them for now, but it is not specific imagery. It is merely imagery that you are offering to yourself of another avenue that you can explore if you are so choosing.
Isn't that avenue one of the present ones I'm on right now?
Partially, yes.
I don't know if I have time to talk about simultaneous time, but I had a dream that I met this green, leafy-looking individual, kind of looked like, you know, he's a human tree. But I got the strong sense that there was a very close affinity for this individual, and when we were walking down this road, I was the only one who could hear him, and we talked about stuff. Was that the essence Jade, and was that just this, was this dream reflecting a joint openness to move forward with an energy exchange with that essence of Jade?
Yes.
Why is this coming about now versus some other time?
It is dependent upon your openness. The more you generate an openness in different areas, the more there is a willingness to connect, and the more you will present yourself with.
Is the energy exchange method that would do with Jade one that I would be able to retain my awareness of what was said during the communication?
Yes.
So I could do this by myself if I chose and get information or be able to have dialogue with Jade.
Yes.
So it would be during my, would it be during my meditative state? Would be the greatest ease, or would it be some other state like dream state or waking state?
I would express that initially within meditative state that may be easier, but I would also express if you are choosing to engage this action and continue to engage it, you can develop that in a manner that you can allow yourself to engage it objectively in waking state with merely expressing a relaxed state.
That's what ties into the dream imagery then.
Yes.
I was actually trying to meditate on this with Jade, and what I got, or what I wrote down, was just a sense of something about there would be a period of time on the earth of no wind, and that would signify one of the key aspects of change that was coming about. Was that an actual communication from Jade?
It was a communication, but it was also metaphoric. It is not literal.
What is the metaphoric aspect relating to? A stillness as a change occurs?
Yes. That is like, that is correct.
So it's like a stillness when someone goes through seeing something that they would initially be fraught with disbelief, and so they're very still because they're unsure of themselves.
Correct.
Oh, cool. I got it. Thanks. I had a dream about this individual by the last name of Kaufman, who took this South American French Indian drug that allowed him to shift his physical presence and met with the scientist Tesla. Was that focus of Kaufman a focus of mine?
Yes.
And this he was actually did take this French Indian drug to move his physical presence to meet with the scientist Tesla?
that is an interpretation. The presence was as strong as if he were physically present, but his actual physical body consciousness was not.
So it was like an out-of-body type action.
Yes, but one in very directed strength.
Is this focus of mine currently living in the same time frame as me?
An overlapping focus, somewhat prior to you.
So he's dead now?
Yes.
You care to offer a hint as to his first... Was he a scientist at all?
Not actually. This individual was more interested in what you would term to be metaphysical experimentation.
Would he be... is any of his work written down where I could go look for it or see it?
He did incorporate writings, but I would express that it would be doubtful that you would discover them.
Okay. So it wasn't like he was a published author or anything?
No.
Okay. A while back I had a dream of this box, very large box, about the size of a large room with tall, heavy walls. Open top. I'm assuming this is imagery of time travel technology. Is that correct?
It would more be imagery somewhat associated with the idea of time travel, but more in relation to symbolizing what you experience now, being inside of the box.
What's the imagery of one of the four big bolts or screws that were anchoring the box being broken?
That is imagery of symbolizing your attempts to be dismantling the box to allow you to engage moving in the direction that you want to.
Now what the heck was the box got towed out that night, and then I remember, well, it's not a big concern because I can always have the towing company bring the box back. So is that just the knowledge that my explorations are not going to be... I can always return to a spot of comfort from my explorations at any time.
Correct. And that you can return to the familiar when you choose to.
Great. In the last session, you said something more about my consideration of switching departments to that geography atmospheric science department.
Yes.
What were you trying to say before I interrupted?
I was merely encouraging you to evaluate the differences in the different fields and what you would be more comfortable with and what may allow you to move with more ease in the direction that you want to pursue. This is the reason that I was inquiring of you which field you appreciated more or which field you wanted to engage more or which field you were more comfortable in. You expressed that you were drawn to the physics, but that you also felt there may be a greater avenue for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish were you to engage a different field, which I agree with.
So you would say, and that switching over to geography would not lessen my work on explorations in time and other stuff?
No.
Because that's a big concern of mine. If I step out of the physics department, I'm afraid that it may lessen some of my research or ability to get my research published and such.
Not necessarily. It may offer you an avenue which you can engage more easily and continue to move in the direction of your interest rather than generating the struggling and the intensity of concentrated attention that you do in association with the physics, which I am aware at times generates a frustration with you and at times can be fatiguing in its tediousness.
True. In light of that, I'm kind of stuck on the final class that I'm going to be taking for this semester. And one of the ideas that just came into my mind was to go, because I'm currently still in the physics department, and I'm thinking about transferring after this semester to the geography department. But in this given semester, I'm thinking about submitting a request to get credit for a class that's just devoted to my present research on spatial and temporal gradients. What is the potential of getting that approved for this semester?
That is dependent upon you.
Well, I'm going to meet with my one temporary advisor in physics and see if he'll bite on the idea.
Very well. And I shall be offering supportive energy to you.
Well, thank you. I'll see how it goes. I'm kind of stuck. I need to take one more class, and the classes I'm looking at for the final class for the semester, none of them feel like they resonate with me at present. That's why I'm thinking I should go this direction. Unless you have a class I should consider looking at.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I would encourage you in your present idea.
Thank you. Hey, my daughter, who constantly finds ways to activate my energy, I guess, has been pushing for me to consider homeschooling for her because she says her present situation in her school is just not effective. Is that a sincere interest in her part to learn material from me, or is it more of her push to move back to Streamwood in some fashion, like a step toward getting closer to that?
The latter would be more accurate.
So, if it's not sincere, I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to allow her to be self-directed, Elias, while still preserving my own direction. And I'm really stuck on the merits associated with this homeschooling idea that we discussed earlier this week.
And do you want to engage that action?
Yes and no. I mean, if I can keep the amount of time that I devote to the class to under 2 hours, and the fact that my daughter would actually apply herself, then I'm okay with it. So I'm not sure I can keep it that amount of time down, or she's really sincere about applying herself or not. Any hints?
Now, in this situation, what I will express to you that is important to recognize is that you are already expressing conditions to engage this action, which, with those conditions, you are expressing expectations. Therefore, you are already setting yourself in the direction for disappointment and failure. Were you to be approaching this idea in a genuine want to engage the action and genuinely approaching this idea from the angle of connecting with your daughter and engaging with her, but not generating the conditions or the expectations, that would be a different scenario. And your energy would be expressed quite differently. But that is not the direction that you are approaching this subject with. Therefore, I would suggest that you genuinely evaluate what you are doing. I would also express in this situation, I'm aware of the sincerity that you express in wanting to allow her to be self-directing and attempting to be supportive within yourself of her. But in this action, I would express that you are, to an extent, convoluting yourself. You are attempting to twist yourself in directions to compromise with her. And this is the reason that the conflict continues and that she continues to push. You are aware of what you want and the direction that you want to proceed in. But you also question yourself in how you can accomplish that and not be opposing of your daughter. And I am understanding your genuineness and your sincerity in that. But in your approach to this situation, what you do is you attempt to generate compromises, which generates a discomfort for you, for it encourages her to continue to push and to continue to force.
I understand that part.
What you are doing is offering her a payoff, which encourages her to continue in the forcing and in the opposition. In a manner of speaking, to avoid what you perceive to be one conflict, you compromise and offer a tease, incorporating the idea that that will quell the conflict. In actuality, it does not, for it offers her a payoff, and she pushes more. Therefore, the conflict that you are attempting to avoid, you are not generating a success with, you are merely perpetuating the conflict in offering her ideas of potentials that you actually do not want to engage and do not incorporate the intention of engaging. When I express to you to allow her to be directing of herself, I am aware of the difficulty in that action, for that requires you to let go. Metaphorically, you have placed your hands upon her shoulders. You are metaphorically questioning her and attempting to gain information and evaluate what she wants to do, but your hands remain upon her shoulders. And in that, she expresses what she wants to do, and you allow her to move somewhat, but not outside of your reach.
Well, that's true. I agree with that.
Not beyond the point where your hands will no longer be upon her shoulders. And I am understanding what motivates you in this direction. In this, you generate strong associations in relation to your beliefs in regards to your role as a parent. And I also am understanding your desire to be guiding of her, and your desire for her to be successful, and your want for her to be happy and comfortable and accomplishing.
So is there something specific you're asking me to consider doing at this present moment with my daughter?
Consider attempting to let go, to release your hands from her shoulders. If she does not accomplish, that is her choice.
So now, in regard to her desire to be homeschooled, at present time, the reason why I was considering it is because she seemed to be doing so poorly in school and was complaining so much about it.
But this is the point, my friend. This is the point. Is that you offer the payoffs. She is aware that if she pushes enough, if she complains enough, or if she refuses to engage certain actions, that you will move in compromising directions.
That's true. Okay, let me jump in here for a minute here, because I know what you're saying on that point. So, does she really view her school in as bad a light as she portrays it to me?
For the most part, yes. And the reason is that she refuses to allow herself to be present. She is insistent upon projecting past.
So if I tell her I'm not going to consider homeschooling and she's going to stay in school throughout the rest of the semester, that should change a little bit, that projection to the past.
Somewhat, but it is also dependent upon how consistent you remain and whether or not you continue to generate the payoff. Whether you continue to move in compromises in other directions.
Well, I don't know. I got to figure out a solution. So the most immediate thing I have to decide on presently is homeschooling or not. And I'm thinking right now that, gosh.
Remember, in your evaluation, in deciding, consider your participation. Consider what you are willing to do, what you want to do, and in that, consider your guidelines, and can you accomplish this action without creating opposition. Now, I am not expressing that you cannot. You can. But evaluate what you genuinely want to do or are willing to participate with. Knowing what direction she is moving in and has been moving in.
Yeah, I think if I agree to homeschooling, it's just going to increase her pressure to move in the direction of returning to Streamwood.
That is a strong potential.
Okay, one more question about my daughter, then I need to move on to other questions. I've been encouraging her to join other activities except for the, you know, the, she's already at one class, gymnastics, a night, and she's not agreeing to take any of these other activities. I've given her an assortment of different things, and she's not willing to say, yes, I want to do that. Why is she not choosing to pick up on these other activities?
This is obvious for her, and she is not willing to be present. She is not willing to involve herself in actions in your present location, for she does not want to be comfortable in your present location, for if she is not comfortable, you offer compromises.
So, what is there anything I can do to encourage, to get her to select another activity?
Let go. Allow her to do it. Allow her to incorporate responsibility for herself.
Okay, I got it. I'll take that step. Okay, let me move on, because I got a whole mess of questions, and I'm going to try to work simultaneously here to get them done. Do I need to consider adding a dark energy parameter to my light gravity or dimensional gradient equations?
You can experiment with that.
Yeah, the equations can still be complete without that dark energy parameter, right?
Yes, but you can also experiment with that and expand it.
Okay. I had a dream about the symbols A, sub zero, and then the letter one. Or the number one, and it was dealing with the imagery of a scientist being puzzled by a second sun coming up over the horizon. Now, that symbol kind of resembles the angstrom unit, which is a form of measurement. Is this imagery about scientific change dawning, or is there some additional imagery to this?
I would express that your assessment is correct. Change that is moving closer, and change that will be significant.
Globally, right?
Yes.
My teacher focused on Rita. What's her method that she uses to send emails to me?
That may be somewhat difficult to respond to, for she continuously is changing it.
Now, does she read the Elias transcripts?
Yes.
So, if I tell you my present email address now, will she be able to read it and then send me emails?
She will incorporate the ability to read it, but as I expressed to Opin, she is encountering difficulty in configuring energy to send it into the past in association with electricity.
What? Okay, is there anything that you would recommend that I could do that would be beneficial to bridging that gap for her?
Presently, no.
Oh, poor Rita. Well,
just as
if it does occur, please feel free to tell me.
Very well. Just as I expressed to Opin in an analogy, I will express to you the difficulty that they are encountering, or that especially she is encountering, is that electrical energy is configured differently.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the European outlet analogy?
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to Opin about that.
And presently, what is being investigated is analogous to a type of converter or conversion method for this is what they perceive to be necessary to generate that connection.
Is it a physical device that they use for this converting?
Not yet. They are not yet expressing the direction of creating a physical device, but attempting to convert the energy itself. But it is possible, and there is a potential, that it may be engaged to invent some type of device that will allow for that type of energy conversion.
My temporal dimensional gradient equation, if I add the factor of EB, it's actually E over B, it's electricity over magnetism. If I add that factor as I wrote up here, does that make my equation complete?
And what is your assessment?
I think so. Yes.
I would agree.
Oh, so I'm done. All right.
And now okay. What?
Does the same go by adding that same EB factor to my light gravity equation?
Yes.
That makes it complete as well, right?
Yes. And now what?
Well, now I'm going to try to write up some notes associated with it and move it to a situation of getting into scientific circles in some way.
Very well.
Unless you encourage me to consider another option beyond that.
I am merely inquiring as to what direction you may proceed within in association with your equations.
Well, I intend to put the equations in my pocket to carry with me so I can view my reality through those type of lenses. And as I do that, may give my sense of the flexibility of reality more momentum.
Ah. Shall be an interesting experiment.
I had a dream about theta as an inflection angle. Was that just imagery of how we view choices? Or was that a clue to something that I should consider for my equations?
Both.
Oh, crap. I thought my equation was complete. You're saying the equation is complete, but it can be aligned to choices by factoring in that theta symbol in some way.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I understand that one. Okay, if I were a fashion, skip that one. I had a dream of a white leopard or panther taken as a pet that turned into a female who had short blonde hair and had a name of what I think was Eve or in something else. Like, there was like two names. Was that just imagery of a potential meeting a companion? Or was that giving me a clue as to someone who is presently, that I'm presently aware of?
A future potential.
Oh, okay. I can buy that. Okay, I want to get on to some of these time bridger questions beyond some of the ones I've asked already. Are the two items that are in my mailbox that are charged by me enough of a potential for James and John to notice? Did I charge them enough, I guess is a way to put it.
Did you imprint upon
yes.
them enough? Is this your question?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Thank you. They're in the mailbox and they'll be picked up this afternoon. What are the coordinates of the two bottles in 2163? By the way, hi, John. He's reading this. Offer my extended greetings and realize I have it in my thoughts pretty frequently.
Now, I would express to you, if I were to offer you the coordinates, that would be cheating.
Oh. Well, we know that they've moved, and here's a question for you associated with that. Have they moved more than a quarter of a degree longitude or latitude from their present location in our time? Was that a yes or no? I didn't hear anything.
That was not a response.
Oh, okay. A quarter of a degree gives them a lot of flexibility. They still got to search. It's not that small of a spot.
I'm understanding, but I'm also understanding that they are also privy to this information.
Okay. I get the idea that it'd be cheating. I'll back off. John, I tried. Would it be beneficial with an established potentials to bury imprinted items before they actually find the bottles?
Beneficial in what capacity?
Now, this is an open question. I'm not really sure. It's like, I don't know. I didn't really understand that question, but he felt it real important to be asked, so he may have to defer it later. He felt like, should he be expressing haste in getting his imprinted items over to the enchanted spot, like, right away, like, within the next few days?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Is John and James able to read CDs from our time? computer bits?
No.
Oh, okay. Does John and James use technology, natural abilities, or a combination of the two within their processes of allowing energy reconfigurations and projecting those objects into various past time frames?
Do they incorporate technology to do that? Yes.
And natural abilities as well, right?
Yes.
Or just technology?
Both.
Is that technology some form of application of my... Is that technology a specific technical application of my temporal gradient equation?
That is a forerunner.
My equation is a forerunner?
Yes. It would be...
I'm sorry, Alex, I didn't hear that word.
It would be somewhat antiquated in their time.
My equation would be?
Yes. It can be what you would term to be a breakthrough in your time, but in their time, they have expanded in association with their technology.
No, I understand. What type of technology are they using in concert to move these items into the past? Could you describe the technology a little bit?
It is a technology that incorporates different compounds and an element of crystalline that allows them to diffuse energy and project it through space and time.
Very well. The diffuse part, when you say diffuse, you mean reconfigure?
In a manner of speaking, it is not actually a reconfiguration. It is... in simplistic terms, a disassembling of the physical manifestation and a reassembling of it.
Still within their time period, right? Or
which they can project through space and time.
Oh, I got it. I understand. The city in 2163, you know, John and James time frame, is it located in that group of islands known as the Thousand Islands that's near Canada and the state of Washington?
I will express to you what I have with many individuals previously for an ongoing time framework. The physical location of that city in this time framework is not determined.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. And is that also true for the year when it was established? It's still not determined yet?
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. let's see, I want to ask another question. Let's see. This is another open question. Would it be more efficient and easier or change things more in John and James' favor if we're preparing items we imprint with energy before they find... Oh, never mind. That's a very interesting question. that's like before... Oh, I don't know. It's like, would they keep digging to find both the bottles and the container with the imprinted objects? And would burying these objects we imprint near the bottle be more efficient in helping them find these three items more easily while increasing the potential for these things to be found? Is that confusing? Kind of confusing to me.
I am understanding. In a manner of speaking, perhaps, just as with any archaeological site, when you discover one object in a location, it encourages you to continue to attempt to discover more objects in the surrounding area.
Oh, okay. So it's only just reinforces the whole process.
Yes.
Getting back to that White Panther future potential, was that someone I know presently or don't know presently?
An individual that you are not objectively aware of yet.
Oh, okay, great. Well, let me ask you a question. Are those magnets that I bought the other day that I use at my headboard at night and during meditation, are they working, are they improving my ability to be more flexible in how I view reality and do things like out-of-body projections and whatnot?
And what is your assessment thus far?
That if it is, it's not a big breakthrough yet. I just feel a sensation of their energy. I can definitely feel it in my head, a sensation of their energy. And I'm assuming that it's like calibrated. It takes a while before they can really... before I get used to them and apply them more effectively.
I would agree. It is a matter of adjusting yourself and acclimating yourself.
And there's no harm to them, right? I don't have any beliefs associated with them causing any residual ill effects, right?
No.
Let me, we have about 5 minutes left. Let me bounce back to my daughter, because I think you wanted to say something further, and I was kind of impatient to get through my rest of my questions. So I want to give you the floor to offer any other further insights in relaxing my... relaxing my energy in association with my daughter's efforts and direction.
Perhaps you may approach the situation as an experiment. Offer yourself a time framework. Choose a time framework such as 2 of your weeks or 1 month, in which, rather than concentrating upon her and what she is doing, and how she is behaving, allow yourself to experiment with how well you can be non-responsive. In whatever she is choosing, experiment with yourself in how you can remove yourself from whatever the situation is, and not involve yourself or engage. And in that, you may also be offering yourself more information in relation to how you compromise.
Okay, I will try that part.
If she chooses not to engage her schoolwork, do not be responsive.
What about the biggest thing I have? I mean, I can do that, Elias. I think I can do it quite effectively. I can get past the initial frustration of her schoolwork. The issue I think I struggle with is her explosions of anger if she wants to go a certain direction and I'm not willing to go that direction.
Be non-responsive. Do not offer the payoff.
Is my thinking, because a lot of times I'm not sure fully of my path, or like right now I don't really feel, I don't feel as strong a desire to do the homeschooling right now as I did earlier in the week, because I threw that out as a solution for her anger to go away.
I am understanding.
So I'm thinking right now, I would like to offer her this, that at present time, I'm not willing to go that direction. Now, if I say that, will she just not keep turning up the heat until I change?
Yes, that is another form of compromise in offering that tease of a potential that you may change your direction or that you may change your choice.
Okay, so does it help to be non-responsive? Because I know I can see when I tell her that I'm not wanting to do the homeschooling thing, there's going to be a bit of an explosion of energy on her part. Is the best, when that happens, I think I just need to get up and leave the room or leave the house or something.
And you can. You can remove yourself. It is a matter of paying attention and actually engaging yourself in what you want to participate within and what you do not want to participate with. And recognizing that when you do not want to participate in a particular exchange or interaction, and you do it regardless, you are offering the payoff.
Is that why I felt a twinge on my side of my forehead the other night in the car when she was asking for something and I was working out a compromise in my mind?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so am I correct that I'm sensing that I really am not sincere about homeschooling as much as I was only looking at it as a solution for her anger to go away?
Correct.
Oh, great. I think I'll tell her after I drop her off this weekend in Streamwood, so I'm not in direct line of the explosion. Okay, Elias, well, I'm going to be talking with you again, because these Tiny Bridger topics will probably come around again, and I'm sure I'll have some enjoyable thoughts to share with you. And I do welcome your supportive energy anytime you want to bleed through and drop a note or two or a clue for me.
Very well, my friend. And as always, I am always present with you.
Thank you.
I shall be.
Again, I welcome our exchanges, and I do appreciate your energy.
Very well. You are very welcome. And I will express to you, I will be offering my energy in great supportiveness of you when the explosion occurs.
Thank you, Elias.
To you, my dear friend, in tremendous appreciation and in great lovingness.
Bye, Elias.